This is Sunday morning, January the 20th, 2019. The title of this is called False Flag Events. I don't know. Okay, what are false flag events? This is just Wikipedia. A false flag is a covert operation designed to deceive. The deception creates the appearance of a particular party, group, or nation responsible for some activity, disguising the actual source of responsibility. For example, like school shootings. They're covert to secretly confiscate our right to keep and bear arms, the Second Amendment. They're paid plants to prove a point or push an agenda. It's been going on for a long time. How long? Genesis chapter 3. The devil. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, all God's promises are yes and amen. I want to quote Joseph Prince here in his book, Destined to Reign. He makes the statement, Jesus has already healed you, and the devil is the one giving you lying symptoms in your body. This is a false flag event. 1 Peter 2:24 says, you were healed. Your body says no. The word says yes. This is an anonymous quote. Change the way you look at things, and the things you look at will change. Think about it. Change the way you look at things, and the things you look or you're looking at will change. Acts 28, chapter 3, when Paul saw the viper hanging from his hand, he shook it into the fire and suffered no ill effects. What would have happened if he'd had a breakdown? After all he'd gone through, 2 weeks, hardly anything to eat on the ship in that hurricane, and then they had to swim to shore. They're exhausted, they're cold, they're wet, and a snake crawls out of the heat on his hand. Nobody would have blamed him if he'd have gone ballistic with a flesh fit. In fact, we probably would have expected it. But what did he do? He changed the way he looked at it, and the thing he looked at changed. They saw it as, oh, he's going to die. Paul said, nah, not today. I've been through 2 weeks. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. And I'd be danged if this is going to take me out. Fear, false evidence appearing real. How do I handle a false flag event? James 4. I think James 4 and 2 Corinthians 10 are kind of the same scripture. It's just worded differently. James 4, 7 says, so be subject to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5 says, take no thought. Now let's look over there. I'll read it. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not carry on our warfare according to the flesh, and using mere human weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical, but they're mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. Refuting arguments. Isn't that resisting? Isn't it? Mm-hmm. Refuting arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ. 1 Peter 5 talks about casting all your care. The devil roams around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But resist him. Casting your care. I'll read, let me go there. 1 Peter 5. These are three very powerful scriptures here, and I think they're all saying the same thing. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you, casting the whole of your care on him. For he cares for you effectively, cares about you watchfully. Be well balanced, be vigilant and cautious at all times. So the enemy, yours, the devil, roams around like a lion, roaring, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Withstand him. Be firm in faith. So Paul, coming off of that ship and all he'd already been through, the devil saw a perfect opportunity to hit him while he was down. But it didn't work, did it? The man didn't carry any care. I can tell you that for sure. Faith is a stand that what? Outlasts the devil. It's called endurance. Endurance. You decide, bless God, and I've done all to stand, I'm going to stand. Isn't it? It's like the Grinch when they're stuffing all that stuff in his mouth. Is that all you got? Is that all you got? And they just keep stuffing the stuff. It's like, that's the way Paul was. He'd learned. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. There's no bite. There's no bite in that bite. Okay. All right. Let's look at Matthew 7. I want you to see something here. The house on the rock and the house on the sand went through the same thing, but they had different outcomes. So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them will be like a sensible, prudent, wise man who built his house upon the rock. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a stupid man who built his house upon the sand. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the complete was the fall of it. So what was the difference? The one that did the word says right here, the rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew, beat against the house, yet it didn't fall. And the one that he heard the word, but he didn't, he reacted to his circumstances. What happened there? The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew, and beat against the house, and it fell. One was a basket case, and the other one just stood his ground. But they both had the very same circumstances come against them, exactly the same. But the Lord said, those that react is as if their foundation is sand. And the one that acts on the word is like his foundation's on a rock. Jesus said in John 8:44 that Satan was a liar. And what he brings, his false flag events, are lies. He is the originator of the false flags. How long are you going to permit Satan's false flags? Some things you have put up with for years. Why? They have persisted because you have not resisted. You've reacted. If you don't resist, you have been pulled over into the flesh where Satan rules and wins. James 1:22, This is a good one because it tells you if you don't act on the word, then you're deceived. But be doers of the word and not merely listeners to it, betraying yourselves. If you want Satan to desist, then you will have to be a doer of the word and resist. And I'm not talking about occasionally. I'm talking about every time. I mean, you go to gun zone immediately. Your spiritual weapons. Galatians 6 verifies this. It is like, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. You sow to the flesh, that's what you're going to get. All right. Galatians 6, 7. Do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at. Think about that. I'm going to read what the Amplified put in because it's good. Do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions or by his precepts being set aside. Talk about being a doer of the word here. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God. For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap. So if you're going to react, the flood will come, the winds will come, and all that, and your house will fall. For he sows to his own flesh, his lower nature, sensuality, will from the flesh reap decay and ruin and destruction. But he sows to the Spirit, will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint and acting nobly and doing right. For in due time, at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. So there's that stand that outlasts the devil. Any time that I have made up my mind, all right, I'm fed up and I ain't budging, I get results. I thought, it's not about how long it takes. It's just about resolve. It's about saying, okay, the Valley of False Flags, Psalms 23. You okay? Now, this is our walk with the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. He refreshes, restores my life. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, thou walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear or dread no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So this is like Brother Jerry Savelle used to say, the shadow of a dog never bit anybody. This is not the valley of death. This is the valley of the shadow of death, of the appearance of things, false evidence that appears real. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely our only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. Through the length of my days, the house of the Lord shall be my dwelling place. Satan is always trying to distract with his false flags. He's always trying to cause you to quit doing God's work and get into the valley of distraction. Oh no. We're going to look at that in Nehemiah 6. Oh no. You ever heard about the valley of oh no? Are we saying, when our trials come, oh no, not again, oh no. All right, let's look at it. Oh no. Let me find it. Where's Nehemiah?
About four Psalms.
Okay, I'm going the wrong way. Yeah, there it is. Okay. Nehemiah 6. Now this is, Nehemiah was the one that was sent to build the wall. And he came into all kinds of problems building this wall, but he didn't give up. It says, now when Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem the Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard that I'd built the wall and that there was no breach left in it, although at that time I had not set up the doors in the gates, Sanballat and Geshem sent to me saying, come, let us meet together in one of the villages in the plain of Ono, but they intended to do me harm. What was happening? They're intense. They got their sandwich in one hand and their trowel in the other hand, eating, not sleeping. One part says they had a weapon in one hand and their trowel in the other hand, building the wall. What happened? Here comes old Sanballat, and he wants to get them away from building the wall, distract them. Come over here and let's meet in Ono. Well, when the devil comes with his false flags, we have to say, oh no, not this time. Oh no, I'm standing. This wall's going up, and I'm staying put. If anybody's leaving, it's you. Don't let Satan's distractions, his false flags, get you over into oh no. And you look up and say, oh no, how did I get here? I know this sounds silly, but isn't it the truth? Okay. Oh no, here we go again. Resist so he will desist. Shadows can't hurt you. If by his stripes we are already healed, then what does Satan send? False flags. He's a liar. He couldn't tell the truth to save his life. Okay, we're going to look at a few scriptures here. Proverbs 19:23. I hope y'all realize how much wisdom of God is coming forth this morning. 19:23. The reverent, worshipful fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it rests satisfied. He cannot be visited with evil. Amphi says actual evil. That's the real deal. Satan just has false flags. But he knows your faith works. And if you grab a hold of it and speak it, then he can let you have it. Okay, Isaiah 54:17. But no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. This is the righteousness of the vindication which they obtain from me, says the Lord. Okay, Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned or scorched, nor will the flame kindle upon you. They resisted, and Satan desisted. When Joseph stood before his cruel, demonized brothers, he said, now I'm going to read that. This is Genesis chapter 50. I didn't read Daniel to you. Well, y'all can do that for homework. This is Daniel 3, 1 through 30. This is when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace. And Nebuchadnezzar looks in there and sees the fourth man in the fire, and the smell of smoke wasn't even on him. Nothing that the devil planned for them harm them. Daniel in the lion's den is another story. False flags. Daniel falsely accused. Okay, what did I say? Okay, 15. When Joseph's brethren saw their father was dead, they said, "Perhaps now Joseph will hate us and will pay us back for all the evil we did to him." And they sent a messenger to Joseph, saying, "Your father commanded before he died, saying, 'So shall you say to Joseph, forgive, take up away all resentment, all claim to requital concerning, I pray you now, the trespass of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you. Now we pray you, forgive the trespass of the servants of your father's God.' And Joseph wept when they spoke thus to him. Then his brothers went and fell down before him, saying, 'See, we are your servants, your slaves.' And Joseph said to them, 'Fear not, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good to bring about that many people should be kept alive as they are this day." We see in Acts 16 where Paul and Silas were in the prison, and they sang praises to God even though their backs were beaten and bleeding. What happened? Supernatural. The angel showed up, rescued them. We can turn our false flag events into victories. Daniel did it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did it. Paul and Silas did it. Joseph did it. What Satan meant for our harm, he will stay in resist position. If we stay in resist position, God can turn it around and use it for his glory. Satan will bring false flags, but God is looking, he's watching. Just like with Joseph, where we read earlier, another teaching. He could have had a bad attitude, but what did he do? God's giftings in him flowed and it helped people. What did it do? It promoted him. Promotion came because of it. What happened with Paul and Silas in the jail? Because of the way they acted, promotion came. They got rescued. Three Hebrew children, because of their attitude, what happened? Promotion. Promotion.